Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Said, can I rank my top five quarterbacks? Lamar, Josh, Pat, obviously. No, this is no order, by the way. Baker Mayfield and Joe Shiesty too.
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly, Miami Dolphins columnist, as we're in OTAs in the new facility. Not new, it's a few years old, but it's nice over there. Get to learn your new system a little bit. Most of the guys are there. Great food. And everything's going really well. Guys are throwing the football a little bit out there for their little practices. And then we have this pop up. Why, Omar? Why rank quarterbacks? Why throw into it just for the heck of it?
Why not throw into it just for the heck of it?
Yes. Why not put him in there? Yes.
One, you know, Tyreek likes attention. Let's start the conversation. Is Tua a top five quarterback?
No, but that's for you and I to say.
Okay. It doesn't matter if it's for you and I to say. He's not a top five quarterback. So nobody should be offended that nobody in the world puts him in the list of the top five quarterbacks.
The guy that throws him the ball every day probably knows he's not a top five quarterback. I started the show the last couple of days with that, but it probably doesn't need to come out of your number one receiver's mouth.
Okay.
I think so. You don't seem to think it's a big deal, right?
I don't care. I'm so annoyed by Tyreek and his attention seeking behavior that it's like when you have a toddler that cries and whines, and I got one of those. They're going through some ridiculous phase where they just cry and whine at four, and you just pay it no mind. You ignore it, and that's what I do with Tyreek. You know this. There are two things you should know about Tyreek. One, he's a troll. And he describes himself as a troll on his social media account.
I brought that up today. Somebody told me at camp yesterday that he's just trolling people, that nobody's paying attention to it.
Yes. And two, he's an attention hawk. When you're not talking about him, thinking about him, mentioning him, he's in his feelings. So he's going to do something that says, hey, look at me. We all know that kid in school where they make these, hey, look at me behaviors. And I remember Jason Cole, who was really my first mentor when I started in this business. He taught me how to work a beat. I always asked him, why are receivers the way that they are? And he put it to me brilliantly and only a way that I could describe it to people to help them understand. Receivers are different than every other position in sports, in all of sports, because you know what their job is? A running back gets the ball 20 times, maybe 15 if he's like a splits the backfield with somebody else. But a receiver, you know what his job is to do?
Catch
his job
football.
Is to get open.
Yeah.
And all he and he needs everything to work for him, and he also needs the quarterback's attention. So he spends all of his day, all of his life going, look at me, look at me, I'm open, look at me, look at me. Hey, did you see me on that route? Hey, 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 I'm open. I can't. This guy can't cover me. Look at me. Hey, Dan, it's me. I know you done threw the ball to Clayton about five times, but hey, I've only got three receptions. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. And that they've been doing this since they were like seven.
That's been going on. Woody asked me that question today, and I agree with you. By the way, he goes, oh, who's the original? I go, oh, no, it goes way back before T.O. T.O. would like to get credit for it, but no, this thing. And by the way, I'll give you another one. Their job is to catch a lot of footballs for a lot of yards and touchdowns because you're probably winning games, so you want guys that are hungry that want the football. So I get both sides of it, yes.
They need opportunity, but they also need your attention. They need you to say – think about how many times you've seen a receiver tell Dan or another quarterback, hey, man, I was open on that play. How many times do you think a receiver has said that in his life?
Oh, no, he's had a whole bunch of them.
He has had
a whole bunch of them throw that, and now he's great. He was great with handling it, by the way, because you know he had always had. By the way, his relationship with Clayton and Duper was fantastic. Like to this day, I give him a lot of credit for those guys, the way they all work together and their friendship to this day. Now that they're all in their 60s. But I do understand. But you're right, man. He is exhausting, though, because he's a top. He knows, right, when he puts stuff out there that it's going to become a huge story. And people, I see people writing, oh, this is his way of trying to get out of town again.
One, he knows he's not getting out of town until next year. He's a prisoner here. Prisoner to the money. So you want the money, you accept where you are. And that's the reality. Tyreek is probably not going to be here next year. He's got like $40 million he's owed. There's no way they're going to pay him that unless he puts up 1,700 yards again, which, you know, should be his
goal.
Right.
By the way, you're right about that. There's no way they're paying him $40 million next year. You're right.
Yeah, no. He's got to put up – now, if he puts up 1,700 yards, I think we reconsider it. You know, we figure it out a way, Joe. You know, and if he's putting up 1,700 yards, we're probably winning like 10, 11, 12 games. Maybe not 12, but 11 games. But the behavior, you know what it is. And I think the best strategy is just ignore Tyreek. Tyreek's got so much drama going on in his life. He doesn't need any more attention.
So, I agree. By the way, nicely put. But everything you said about him, I totally agree. Because people are telling me, I don't follow social media, but everybody said he's very active on social media, and he likes to stay in the ball game with everything. Yeah.
Today's era of athletes, if you're not active on social media, you're losing money. So Tyreek is one of the first that we're starting to Twitch and game. He's got his own gaming company where he's sponsoring gamers and for streaming. So Tyreek is ahead of the game from that standpoint. And anybody who criticizes him for what he's doing from that end, you're just not seeing the bigger picture from a business standpoint. There are kids out there that are streaming and doing video games and making millions of dollars a year.
I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I want to know he wants to be here, and we need him. And
do we care? Do you really care that he wants to be here? Do you?
Well, if you want to be here, usually they play well. I don't know if I wanted to be in a marriage. It sure worked a lot better than not wanting to be in a marriage and just going through the motion. You know what I'm saying?
The motions. Okay, that's a very good point. I would think the money would be the main motivator and the main factor. But sometimes I don't really know what motivates Tyreek, because he could have easily gotten to 1,000 yards at the end of the season if he just decided to continue to play, but he'd rather let River Craycraft get some reps and opportunity and you know, steam on the sidelines. Me personally, but maybe this is my motivation, I would have went and got my 1,000, because I'm more focused on my Hall of Fame career, and I don't want a 696-yard receiving year on my resume.
Yeah.
But Tyreek was like, screw it, I don't care. And that was really his position.
Hey,
I don't understand it, but hey, I get it. Because if I'm Tyreek, I'm thinking bigger. I'm thinking Hall of Fame. Your first ballot Hall of Famer, you never have to work another day in your life.
Yeah, I get all that stuff, and I understand. But man, he can wear your ass out, man. I'm guessing the head coach and GM are leaving it alone, like you said, right? Just pretending. If he's throwing a temper tantrum, they're just kind of walking away from it. I don't think they're saying anything over
pretty
there
much.
To you.
Yeah. No, pretty much. I think, you know, he's already – they're very, very, very adamant and committed that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
This isn't a Jalen Ramsey situation. Like, even if you want to go somewhere, too bad. You took the money. Now shut up and play.
Hey, you don't think there's any chance Jalen is back, Jalen Ramsey? You think he's still long gone, right?
Yeah, I think that's a head coach and Jalen situation from what I got. This isn't, you know, Mike's got to – I don't even want to say Mike's got to put his foot down, but, you know, they're not on the same program. Jalen isn't buying in, and Jalen could be the one player who poisons your culture. So you got to move. You got to move him. If you want to give yourself a chance. Unfortunately, the talent – I don't – you know, could there be a come-to-Jesus moment? Highly doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think so, but, man. I was just looking at that personality, and I just didn't see any sign of that last year. I'm with you.
No.
Too
Jalen
much pride
is not
and ego, man. Like, hell no. You checked out, no. Whatever Chris said, that's it, man. Well, I like you, and I don't like you, and all that. It's like, okay.
I don't know if it's a I don't like you situation. Jalen is one of those players who is thinking about Hall of Fame, and he is thinking about his body of work, and he's not interested in playing for a team that's rebuilding, even though they won't say that they're rebuilding. That's the reality is you're rebuilding. And Jalen has no interest in being any part of that.
You don't really you're flat out just called this a rebuild. You realize that's going to get everything stirred up because
I don't care. I've been
no,
here.
No,
been
no, no. I'm not talking about with the team. I'm just talking fans going, whoa, I thought we were still in it to win it. And you're going, it's
You're the way you've done business is clearly not in it to win it. And I don't disagree with you because it was like putting a Band-Aid on a hemorrhaging patient. Like, you're not going to do nothing. Like, so, you know, this is a you got to change your diet. You got to wake up at 5 a.m. and start changing your behavior. You got to put the salt away. You got to make major changes, Joe.
You think Mike and that coaching staff have had meetings in this offseason and said, "Hey, man," and Chris has come down and said, "Hey, guys, we're rebuilding. We got to get younger and build this thing over again." Because they haven't said that. They haven't come out and said any signs of that.
No, I think the way that they've done business is a clear indication of we effed up. We took the wrong approach. It doesn't work. We need to do an about face, change how, because this is a complete change of how you've done business all for your whole tenure. How do you do business one way for 3 years and then all of a sudden be like, you know what? I'm going to change completely everything. That doesn't work. I'm going to do something completely different.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to look at what they've done this offseason.
Wow. Well,
it's a complete about face. And you know, people ask me all the time, you know, why are the Dolphins consistently where they are, consistently average? And the argument that I make to them is, there's no continuity in the organization. And even now that you have the same GM and the same head coach, there's no continuity because you're changing how you do things and do business.
Right.
And
I agree.
I agree with this part.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a, you know, it's probably the right pivot, but you know, it's probably at the right time because pouring money into this situation wasn't going to fix it.
I think they poured so much money into this thing last year, especially right before the season when all the contracts and extensions.
Yep.
And I think somebody finally put their hand up, somebody between Brandon Shore and said, enough is enough. We're done. You make it work, and you're going to make it work on a budget. But you better make sure you tell 84, 85-year-old Stephen Ross we're still trying to win. Because I know Mr. Ross does not want to hear about a rebuild right now. And if he does, and if that's the case, then he might as well just get rid of people right now.
I don't think he is naive to the fact that he's probably going to have to make changes if they're not already researching what they're going to do if things go left. You're making a mistake. But I say this to people, and I said this yesterday on Twitter, and it got everybody in a hornet's nest because they just don't understand why I can't give up on the season before they even begin OTAs. You know, there are about four things you could do that could get you into the 10 to 12 win territory. You could get to you can get to 2,300 rushing yards like you had in 2023. You can have these wide receivers get back to being 3,000 yard producers. They have the talent. They have the speed. You know, you just got to get them better protection. That starts with the offensive line. You can keep your quarterback healthy. You know, that would be a good start. And I know that a lot of that is out of their control, but hey, maybe if you put together a respectable offensive line instead of one that everybody's laughing at in the NFL, maybe you give yourself a chance. I still think that there's depth issues on that offensive line. I would love for you to sign an Isaiah Wynn because right now Liam Eichenberg is your sixth man on your offensive line. So he's one injury away from being a starter. So if that doesn't scare you, then you have a problem. And Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, Chop Robinson, that trio, if they each come to 8 to 10 sacks apiece and get you back to the pass rushing team that you were in 2023 when you had 54 franchise setting 54 sacks, you will be a force from a defensive standpoint. Now, of course, you need cornerbacks that can cover and hold you up, but you know, it's all possible. Things gotta work your way, and you gotta get lucky from an injury standpoint. Tua's developed every year. Tua's gotten better every year. You know what you have to do. You have to keep him healthy. How about you run the ball? How about you give him more than two Mississippis to throw the ball?
Yeah.
Those are my starting points.
Wow. Well, you just flat out called it here before we got to minicamp. You just called it a rebuild, and I you're the first one because I haven't heard anybody around there saying that. They're still saying, oh, no, if we keep our front liners and we can develop a couple of these draft picks and they can make an instant impact. By the way, I'm really excited. You know, I'm crazy of all the guys because we keep going. I'm really excited about seeing this Jordan Phillips, the first fifth-round pick that they had, a defensive lineman, and how he fits in. You expect
Jordan Phillips?
Yeah.
No, I don't expect him to be – anything special. I think he's a rotational guy. Jonah, I can't say his name properly, and nobody is saying his name
Seven
properly
a.
in the market. I don't think it's that, I'm not going to try. I think he's the most valuable rookie because if he's not good, the season's not good. I think we could get by with just about everything else going average, but he has to be good, and let's cross our fingers and pray.
Yeah,
and I'm curious about the safety too, because as I've told you many times, Joe, a rookie's ended up starting at the safety spot many, many, many years, going back to Chris Klemmen years, going back to I forget who the young players before Yetiel Green. There were some rookies Chris Klemmen started Yetiel Green. So yeah, so I think that he's got a just as equal amount of an opportunity to start as Ashton Davis and the other guy, if he.
Wow. So you agree with Vegas, the over-under on the 8.5 wins. Which side are you on?
Ooh, 8.5 is their number, huh?
Yeah.
If things go left and they quit on Mike – that's the major question that I have about the season, and that comes down to leadership. So I need time to see this team. I need time to understand what makes them click. Because, like last year's team, it was a completely different team than 2023, even though you had a lot of the same pieces back. You know, the feel of it was just completely different. The locker room vibe was just completely different. So I got to feel it out before I can make any prognostications.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go there, man. You just came out and just kind of crapped right on the season with that rebuild thing. I've been kind of on this thing. So, if all the frontline guys can stay healthy, which, listen, I don't like the depth of this team. At offensive line, I'm with you. I don't like the depth or what they have in the secondary right now. It scares the hell out of me.
They don't have a starter.
But they still got some good skill position players on offense, though.
Yeah, but and that's one of my major questions. Who's the leader in the secondary? Is it Cater?
Oh, it's got to be Cater.
Okay, is he ready to be a leader?
Well, he got more experience than anybody. By the way, anybody back there right now on that roster. Yeah, no, that's not kind of – hasn't been Cater's thing. He's kind of looked up to the other guys. But
yeah,
he's asking to go from a third corner to being the lead dog for the whole group. So
yeah, there's a lot of questions and mysteries, and I don't know the answers to them yet, but that's what OTAs is for.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, as always, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I didn't know you were going to bring it like this today, though. Well, you brought – it looked like you're on that first date, and you really liked that girl because you got after it today. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I do.
Baptist Health South Florida, man. People ask me all the time about their sports injury program they have. Well, it's one of the best in the country. Where do the pros go? Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Inter-Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of sporting events that come down here all use those great doctors that they put together. Not only team doctors, but the doctors that take care of every part of the body. You can't have a top sports medicine program until you get specialists and really good all-star specialists for every part of the body, and that's what they've done. Knee, anything to do with the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I can go on and on, but these doctors get you back out, man, playing the sports quickly that you're competitive and you play. We do know this. If you're active and competitive, you're going to get injured. That's just a fact. Doesn't matter what age, and it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in South Florida ready to go for you with three great locations. And I hate leaving out all the rest of them. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, been operated on there three times. Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. And BaptistHealth.net/ortho is the place to go because 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, Broward, you're going to love that location as well. Check out Baptist Health South Florida.
All right. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
A bunch of stuff to get people caught up on here. First, weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 78 degrees. It looks like the rain has subsided here, so no rain in the forecast today, Joe. And we got a few other things to let you know about. First, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on
June
8th. If you'd like to enter, text the word CIRCLES, C-I-R-C-L-E-S, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show. And speaking of shows here, Joe, we are taking the show on the road to Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars again here, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. We are going to be there Friday at Tabacon at Plantation Walk, beginning at 6 o'clock. The entire crew will be there, so come out, hang with us, enjoy whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop by Tabacon Plantation Walk this Friday, and it is presented by our friends at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Friday night, and we'd love to have all of you that listen to us and have all your favorite shows come out and spend some time with us and shoot the breeze with us. Have a drink or two, and if you don't drink, just come out and hang out with us and have fun. That's all. Have fun. Friday night, and got another event Saturday night. But, yeah, and I can't thank Chris Atkins enough from general manager over there. He just does a great job. He always supports everything that that we do here at the radio station. So if you get a chance, don't have big plans, come on out. Bring the wife, or come out by yourself, or bring your girlfriend, and come out and see us, man. Everybody's going to be out there. You get to see all the personalities, or in some cases, lack of, that will be out there. Hey, we've got...
Why would you say that?
Lynn's going to be out there. Oh. Hey, so anyway, we've got we've got all kinds of stuff going on here this morning.
You going to address the Omar situation?
I am. I was just getting ready
really,
to get to
really
it.
Really quick, if you don't mind, though, can I update the George Pickens thing? Looks like it's done here. The Steelers will receive a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. The Cowboys get George Pickens and a 2027 sixth-round pick. So essentially the third-round pick is the centerpiece of the deal along with George Pickens there. So just to update that one, we had that earlier today.
So – I do want to talk about the Omar stuff because he came in on fire with a little buildup, and I'm not talking about the Tyreek stuff. So I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I don't buy the rebuild. Although it looks like it because we haven't done a very good job of covering everything on this team.
I don't think it looks like
it at all. And we didn't spend the money. But I got to tell you something. I disagree 1,000,000% that they're doing a rebuild. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Stephen Ross is 84 years old.
Yes.
The next birthday is 85, and he wants to win about 9 years ago. He wants to win. If it was going to be a rebuild and they called and said, hey, listen, we're going to have to go a different direction. We just honestly, Mr. Ross, we haven't done a very good job. If they were to do that, he wouldn't have had to fire him. I'd have fired him for him. And those guys, there's no way Chris Greer made a call to Stephen Ross and said, I don't know how to say this, Mr. Ross, but I know we tried a lot of things, and some of it you want us to do, but we just couldn't figure it out. And with all the draft picks and all the free agent money, and we just didn't all get – if you were going to rebuild – that's the time you start over with everybody. That's when teams, hey, we're going a different direction, then you do a different direction starting with the GM. That's what you do. So, and I get it. In fairness to Omar, usually I'm blasting them because there are some areas that look real thin, and I don't know the secondary. I have no idea what that secondary is going to look like. I have no idea. Defensive secondary. But I do know they still got a lot of guys that can play at skill positions on that offense. And I'm guessing it's going to be a little, we need to outscore people and, you know, we need Lefty to stay healthy. We need our defensive ends to stay healthy. But we have Waddle in a prime of his career. Tyreek. We got a really good tight end that just exploded on the scene last year that's under contract that could catch 70, 80, 90 footballs. Again, did most of his damage in the second half of the year. And you got speed running back, one of the fastest running backs in football. And you got some big running backs. That just doesn't look like a rebuild to me. Doesn't. Maybe it does to you. And hey, they are counting on some rookies now to come in. That defensive line, I disagree with this on Omar. Jordan Phillips got to play a lot of football this year. If Jordan Phillips not playing, to me, then we ought to put a picture of Chris Kerr up again that if he's not playing, because that guy needs to be playing. We are so thin on that defensive line that our first and our second defensive linemen taken need to be playing. They need to be playing. Kenneth Grant's going to play and be a big part of it and play a lot, start. But so does his sidekick, who's also a very good player. So anyway, I get where it looks like it. And you know, this can open up for Woody for you're going, well, the moves they've made and they didn't spend any money in free agency. Listen, they went out and spent so much friggin' money the year before, this couldn't continue. Somebody took a dumbass pill and did extensions. Somebody took it, and then less than a year later got to call the big man and tell him, well, we extended contracts. We might have made a mistake. I don't know how it works over there. I really don't. Like, I don't know when somebody signs off on something and then less than a year later you're going to Jalen Ramsey, he's got to go. I got to tell you, that is, and I'm going to say it every day, that is a dysfunctional look. So you give Jalen Ramsey the contract, thinking, okay, he's going to be here. You understand, and now he got so toxic that the team said, ooh, we can't take you anymore. We need to move you. Think maybe we should have known that a year ago before the extension?
They were in a rebuild. They would have traded Tyreek Hill already.
That's a good point, too.
Why would they put up with his crap
right.
If they weren't in a rebuild?
They could have got something for him.
I don't know, man. Omar's all over the place with that stuff. I don't know.
So there are just a lot of things that tell you this wasn't.
Well, of course it's not a rebuild, Joe. They didn't fire anyone. They kept everyone here. That's we were a part of a rebuild, in case anyone has forgotten.
Yeah.
Remember how that went?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it all.
Yeah, that's true.
But he was big on coming out strong on the rebuild, and that's what it is. And
the owner is not rebuilding.
Then he turns around and throws out 12. Did he throw out a 12 win in there? When won 12 games in 35 years? Where did that come from? 12 wins?
Omar really thinks the Dolphins are going to win 12 games.
He said they could if they were to do this and that. And
take his bet to Vegas on that.
He's complaining about the system. He doesn't like their system running, passing. Are we going to go for 3,000 yards? Are we going to go back? I'm guessing they'd like to have a nice combination with a veteran guard that they added and a second-round guard that they've added to the team. Again, I like the frontline guys, except I don't know what they have a cornerback. That is off. I think I can live at safety, but at cornerback, I'm not feeling real comfortable lining up with what I have on that roster right now. But everything else, frontline, they're fine. Not a deep team, though. Not a deep team. But frontline guys, frontliners stay healthy. It's just the problem is, man, the reality is everybody's going to have 8 or 9 or 10 plus guys on IR. I mean, just, you know, you say all that stuff and then you realize, you know, I could sit here and then I looked at the IR list over the last couple years and the amount of guys that have missed part of the season, all of the season because of IR. It's tough. It is tough in this game today. As fast and as everybody and as big as everybody is, it is hard. It's cutting on the big, strong bodies, making a cut. Knees give out. Guys get rolled up on. It is hard to stay healthy and have almost a completely healthy team. And you just hope it's a few guys. You hope you get them back. And you hope they're not key guys, obviously. Anyway, we got to go to break. Sorry, Woody. I didn't mean to go so long today. Man, we got going.
It's okay. Omar does that to people.
But there are people going to agree with him that, like, hey,
no,
yeah,
I don't
it looks
think anyone
like
is going to agree with it. But it's not. Like, first of all, it's not even a debate. Right?
I don't think it is, no.
Well, of course not. What major pieces did you change?
Nothing.
Okay.
Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, just because the team sucks, you can't call it a rebuild.
Right.
Like, they might win 4 or 5 games. It's possible.
Woody, they're over there getting ready, doing OTAs right now. Nobody thinks they're going to be bad. Maybe Jalen Ramsey thought it. Maybe Tyreek's concerned.
Like he's voiced his concern.
He ain't concerned about that money he's going to make this year. And Jalen Ramsey goes, I'm not worried either because somebody's paying me that guaranteed money. Hmm. And it may not be you, but hopefully it's a better team than you. All right. Hey, man, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. That got a little crazy, man. I'll tell you what, somebody else I want to talk about. Hurricane season's right around the corner. I've been seeing their ads on TV, Chev, and talking about it and the fact that if you haven't protected your home yet and you need to get impact windows or doors or you need a new roof, they do it all, and they do it really, really well. And I want to say this, if you have an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. That's one of the things Loctite does. Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews for you to take a look at. You can save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Talk about helping you out. You know, Chev over there, one thing he always says to me when I see him, he says, the only thing you can do, man, you can't control where hurricanes go and these tropical storms go during hurricane season. But you can protect your home with the best products. And that's what we're proud to tell you, that we have a Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing ready to help you. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Let one of those professionals help you, covering all of South Florida from top to bottom.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, Joe, just give people one more reminder here if we can. Are you all right about this? We do the event one more time here?
Yeah, man.
All right, we are going
fired up Friday night.
Also, I give people the code one more time for this contest here as well. We got Post Malone and Jelly Rolled Hard Rock at
Better Now.
June 8th.
Better Now.
Text the word CIRCLES, CIRCLES, to 20357. Text contest, message and data rates apply, all that good stuff. This is a Live Nation show. And Joe, we will be at Tabacone at Plantation Walk on Friday, this week here, this Friday. And they'll be hanging out. Maybe we'll watch a little hockey, some drinks.
Well, listen, you know, we don't get a chance to do stuff unless you see fans at sporting events or out. So this is one that's really fun. Get a chance to see people, and they can ask you personal questions, and they can ask Channing how he got hurt doing that stupid-ass flip he did where he hurt himself and was in a wheelchair for a while. I mean, this gives you that chance to get out there and do that stuff.
So, yeah, so we'll be there at Tabacone at Plantation Walk, again, 6 o'clock.
Great people, by the way. Really nice family. And Chris Atkins, just can't thank him enough. Yeah.
I'm going to be going over there soon, by the way. We need another car here, so we'll be going over there to see him.
Good. You're giving him a heads up, Casey's listening right now.
In advance, yeah, advance notice.
You're on
there.
Your way.
They got a lot of cars over there, man. It's tough.
They got everything, man. It's a nice combo. The Buicks, the Cadillacs, Chevy, ready to go for you. Hmm. Yeah, no question. And just always fantastic. He is special over there. If you need something, really, really good stuff. By the way, I got to say this, too. Today's kind of a special day, man. Don Strock, his 40th and final diabetes golf tournament is today. Matter of fact, they're going to start up here in a couple hours. Anybody that throws a golf tournament, Nat Moore does them too. They are hard, man, because you're trying to get guys to show up to it, and it is hard. There are so many charity golf tournaments, and Don Strock, along with Bruce Fishbein, have been able to get this going, and Bruce and Don do a great job. 40 years of keeping these things alive. Through the good years, the bad years, everything going on in your life, coaching, playing, 40 years the Stroker did this, man. Amazing. So that's at the Miccosukee Golf and Country Club today at 12 o'clock for people going out there. Last one, Stroker. Way to go, bud. Way to go. Good stuff for you guys. And everything else. So, I do want to say this one more time. I know they hit the draft. The draft is a big part, and I believe that a lot of these draft picks have to play. I do believe it. We got a lot of draft a lot of free agents. We got them on the cheap. You know that. Most expensive money we spent was on a guard who's got it coming off an Achilles, coming back, and hopefully he's going to be ready to go. But I do not believe and they lost some guys. They've lost guys the year before that were really important pieces that you drafted. Guard, defensive tackle, and a guy on the outside that damn near won defensive player of the year. You know who they are. You know the names on them. But I do not believe, I really truly don't believe, like Omar does, that they're trying to rebuild. Yeah, they're going to get younger, but those guys need to come in and play right away. You don't keep Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, all these guys on this team at the skill positions where they're still really good at skill positions offensively, and you got all your pass rushers, all your number one pass rusher, number one draft pick pass rushers back, three of them coming back, that you're in this on a rebuild. And I will tell you, I would love to hear one of those guys have the basketballs to call Stephen Ross and tell him we have to rebuild this thing. And then he'd keep them all the way he did. I don't believe he'd do that. If it was true and he goes, this is going to be, Mr. Ross, this could be real bad this year, then he's going to go, well, if it's going to be really bad, why would I go through another year of this with you? I'm just going to go. Because we know he'll spend money. He'll eat money. So that's just not the case. Now, I don't think it's a deep team right now. Am I a little concerned? Yeah, of course I'm concerned. We need a lot of things to go right. We need a lot of guys that have been injured to stay healthy. Starting at quarterback, starting at guard, and starting at pass rushers on the outside. Am I concerned about the secondary? Of course I am, man. We're going in with not a lot of experience. Matter of fact, the guy that started the most games, and not a lot of guys started a whole bunch of games that are back there right now, Kader Kohou is a leader in that whole secondary. And I say whole secondary, I'm talking about three corners and two safeties, and he's got more experience than anybody by a long shot. So saying all that, I know we went through it, and he's calling it a rebuild, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens for sure. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. If you missed it, we got game two tonight. And if you didn't hear what Coach Paul Maurice had to say to the media, they're all fired up. They are all lathered up over Sam Bennett hit. Not that they won the first game 5-4, about nothing happened to Sam Bennett on the most vicious hit in the history of hockey. No, it wasn't, obviously. There's a lot of sarcasm in that. We'll hear from Paul Maurice when we come back. But first, I want to take a second here to tell you about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Yes, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, Personal Injury Attorneys, Implantation. The same partners who, by the way, when you walk in the door and you go, oh, you're the guys I always hear about. Yeah, who are you going to hand me off to? And they go, nobody. We're going to handle everything. Gary and Harvey. Yeah. 35 years of experience each. That's what you're getting. Damn near 70 years total of experience of how to help you through an injury. Get you a lot of money, whether it was an automobile accident or something at work. Slip and fall. Don't worry about it. These guys can get it done for you with all their great experience, big enough to go to trial, get you multi-million dollar results, and small enough just to call you back. And oh, by the way, if you're currently dealing with another law firm and you're not real happy, feeling like you're not a priority, you need to go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. They will communicate your case, keep you updated on your case, even on the weekends. You can call them and get a hold of them. See, they believe in communication there. They believe in the old-fashioned way of doing things. You're not just a number. You're not just a whole bunch of people coming in and make it work, guys. No, you're a lot more important to them than that. 866-FAIR-FEE, remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.